Hello and welcome to the debut of Echelon's 12 for 12 podcast series. Today's episode is the first in a series of 12-minute podcasts created to inform, entertain, and inspire creative individuals and professionals to reach outside their comfort zones and examine new and innovative approaches to design, particularly in the exhibit industry in the U.S. and abroad. This podcast is produced and sponsored by Echelon Design. At its core, Echelon is a passionate group of design geeks and exhibit builders leading the charge to integrate technology into a physical environment. And without further ado, my name is Adam Voss. I'm a comedian, professional MC, and fellow marketing and design geek, and I will be your host for the next 12 minutes. As today's episode is the first in our series, we thought it only apropos to begin at the beginning with the almighty, iconic decry, "Let there be light," which brings us to the topic at hand, lighting. Light touches just about every aspect of our life in some way, more than this podcast can cover in a mere 12 minutes. So today, we will focus on the human response, the application and consideration for lighting technology in the modern world. Later in the program, we will be joined by Ryan Wirtz. Ryan is a lighting application engineer from Display, Supply, and Lighting Group in Itasca, Illinois. He'll sit down with me to discuss the latest trends, innovations, and opportunities presented by lighting technology to help us live healthier, more perceptive, and productive lives. Edwin Land, famous for the landmark invention of Polaroid film, was also well known for a theory of human color perception he called retinex. He noticed that humans were able to recognize colors from one moment to the next, even under differing types of illumination. More simply, a red apple in daylight might technically appear brown under fluorescent lighting, but the brain still sees the color red. This principle is known as color constancy. Through a quick Google search, you can find many optical illusions and tricks of the eye that test this and other principles of perception. Yet none of these tests even begin to explain the age-old conspiracy as to why the enticing red sweater my wife tried on at the department store didn't look as good to her when she wore it at home. Now, for the record, honey, if you're listening, I thought you looked amazing. All right, this raises an essential question. Do retail stores use lighting tricks to entice us to buy? Helping us shed light on this mystery, I turn to Echelon's master magician and VP of marketing and customer experience, Mr. Josh Rush. Hey, Josh. What's going on here?
Hello, Adam. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good. I think I can shed a little light on the question. The short answer is absolutely. Retailers have been using lighting techniques to attract and entice customers since the days of the gas lamp. But, you know, the truth of the matter isn't so much about what retailers are doing to outfit their stores as much as what little effort the average consumer puts into lighting their home. You know, most retail lighting, you know, whether it's a shopping mall, a franchise restaurant, a high-end boutique, you name it. I mean, they all have a vested interest in understanding and responding to human perception, right? We need to know how people are going to respond, how they tick. A simple thing is like blue jeans, right? They sell better when they're truly blue.
Right.
You know, being able to clearly distinguish between navy blue and black, you know, that's another thing. It's critical to a retailer's stocking, you know, if you're stocking women's shoes, for example. But really, to be able to nail this, it requires a commitment to color balance lighting at the right levels. It's no surprise that the retail lighting segment is one of the largest in lighting design. You know, store owners rely on standards and methods of ensuring that the buying experience is accurate and positive, especially because their sales depend on it so much.
Exactly, yeah. Now, this makes sense, but there's got to be more to this than just color balance lighting.
Yeah, right, you are. Yes. Subconsciously, our brains are doing a lot more than just color correction. Long-term studies have started to define the relationship our exposure to light has with the patterns of our everyday life. Too little exposure can lead to seasonal affective disorder, otherwise known as SAD. It's something that affects as much as 4 or 5% of the non-equatorial populations. But, you know, think about people like you and me. You've lived in Chicago the last few years. You know what that's like.
So then, given that our bodies respond to light at a biological level, you'd think we should take a more mindful approach to balancing the amount of light in our environment,
right?
No,
but we don't. We don't. You know, I mean, it's there was a recent CDC study, for example, that reported, you know, typical office lighting only gives us, what, 5% of the exposure you would receive on, like, a, you know, just a typical day outside in the sun. This same study suggests that if you significantly boost interior light levels in your workplace, you can help to offset some of those effects of seasonal affective disorder. But you know what? Consistency is really the real answer to the lighting riddle. Whether it's at home, in store, at an event, the key is to design a well-lighted and healthy lighting solution that really considers the context, environment, and what it is you're trying to achieve.
Fascinating stuff. Thanks, Josh. That was Josh Rush, Echelon's VP of Sales and Marketing, as well as our resident lighting expert and vitamin D supplier. He is rarely sad. For our final segment today, I am thrilled to be joined in the studio by Ryan Wirtz. Now, Ryan is a lighting application engineer from Display Supply and Lighting Group in Itasca, Illinois. Welcome, Ryan. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Given all that we have heard of the importance of lighting design, not just meeting business objectives, but to really enhance and improve the human condition, I want to ask you a few questions specifically applicable to the trade show and exhibit building industry. First and foremost, do you find that exhibit lighting solutions and situations as they exist today are fatiguing? Do you like to event staff that are on site working these booths?
Trade show spaces are very visually noisy, and we as humans need a way to kind of help make sense of that. And the one way to do that is through light. And so if you were to imagine placing a single lamp on your back wall that's brighter than the ambient, you have now created visual importance in that one space and have given exhibitors and attendees a visual destination within there.
Right. So given that, you know, are you finding that color rendering is more of an immediate concern in commercial lighting today?
Yeah. In terms of color rendering, there's kind of two points to talk about. The first is color temperature. And color temperature was invented by a British physicist by the name of William Kelvin. And what he did was he heated up a black body radiator of carbon from absolute zero. And what he noticed was as that black body radiator heated up and went through the different color temperatures. Before it exploded.
Right.
It began to change colors. First, it started off red and then went to white before finally turning blue. And so based on that scale, which is called Kelvin temperature, is how we classify white light. Now, in the good old days of incandescents are a fixed color temperature. They're always going to be 2700K when they're on at full output. With LEDs, we have the opportunity, and with fluorescence as well, we have the opportunity to select which color temperature we want that to be. And so that becomes important. For instance, if I am displaying something in a warm color, gold or chocolate, red sweaters, I may opt for a warmer color temperature, something closer to that incandescent color. If I am showing diamonds or platinum, I may want a white color that's closer to the 5500K range. And that would allow us to really make, it's going to be a little bluer, so it's going to make those objects really pop.
So in these retail examples, how do you see the lighting and color shaping the future of public spaces, you know, beyond the trade show floor and more of the brick and mortar retail spaces? Are you finding that retailers or cities or municipalities are using lighting or incorporating some of these trade show techniques in order to create an environment more hospitable to you being there longer or to you focusing on the red sweater or the diamond, or, you know what I mean? So kind of drawing you in or keeping you there.
Yeah, it's really two parts that we have to consider in that. The first part is we need to make the space inviting and somewhat dramatic, and we need to be able to select visual destinations so that consumers know what is important in terms of product and things like that. And then the second part of that is we need to be able to make those products look good. And one way that LEDs allow us to do that is there are now light fixtures that allow you to change color temperatures. So with one lighting fixture and a push of a button, it could be 2700K and be a warm color. And when, you know, next season's line comes out, you could push another button and now it's 4000K or almost anything in between. LEDs and their digital nature allow us to capitalize on that and change environments unlike ever before, when we used to be stuck with, you know, this is the lamp and this is how we light it.
Right, right. How does the impact of these neutral event spaces play against what exhibit companies are trying to do in terms of invite and create warmth or focus attention from, you know, the conference goers?
Yeah, so when you walk in, you have a pretty much a blank slate. It's just generally they offer you quite a bit of light, and it's up to you to create dynamic space. And you can do that in a few ways. Number one is from the beginning, in terms of design, you want to be able to give those visual destinations like we spoke about before. You know, as a designer, I say, what is important about this space? Where do I want people to congregate? And maybe it's around that new product. And so that product is lit in a special way that makes it the most prominent visual thing within the booth. And then the other thing is we need to attract attention within that booth space. Sometimes through LEDs, we can do that with changing color. We can do that through the motion of color, so that as an attendee is walking past, they stop and they look. And at that point, then we've kind of done our job in some ways, because then the sales team can step in and begin to engage them in a conversation.
Do you guys ever use lasers?
We do not use lasers.
Because I've always wanted to use a laser. I guess, you know, to kind of conclude, more and more I'm seeing this evolution of new lighting and warmer lighting kind of for consumer use at home. Do you find that is an impact to the industry of exhibit and trade shows, or is it the other way around?
We've gone through an amazing transition in technology. I mean, not since we've changed from gas lamps to the electric light bulb have we seen such an evolution in the lighting industry, and we continue to live through that now. You know, there will come a time when the LED lamp is as commonplace as the incandescent light bulb used to be. If we like a nice, warm environment, we'll be able to get that with our lighting. If we want to change that and make it bright and white for an event, we'll be able to do that as well. More and more, the technology will allow us to create spaces that we want to be in.
Thank you, Ryan, and thank you for joining us today. Arlo Guthrie once said, "You can't have a light without a dark to stick it in." Looking at the darkness as our canvas gives us an incredible opportunity to capture the hearts and imagination of the clients, customers, and the wives whose sweaters plague us to answer that shuddersome question, "Do I look good in this?" Next time, just remember, in the right light, we all look great. And that's our show for today. Thanks for listening. Join us next time as we explore sustainability and look at environmentally sustainable techniques to make your exhibits blossom, to grow your business without the waste. For a complete recording of today's podcast, as well as extras, look us up online at www.echelondesigninc.com. That's our show. Thanks for joining. I'm Adam Boss.